In every NFL success story, you see the relationship between a great head coach and a great quarterback. For John Harbaugh, that quarterback is Joe Flacco, joins us now. Joe, great belongs in front of your name because you have done something now that no one since Otto Graham has done, and that is lead your team to the playoffs as a starting quarterback 5 straight years, your first 5 years in the NFL. That's an enormous accomplishment that so far is only getting footnote status. Does that bother you that that's being overlooked?
It doesn't really matter to me. The bottom line is that we're here again, and we, once again, our goal is to win the Super Bowl, and we haven't accomplished that yet, so we got to make sure that we can do all we can, you know, in our power to go do that.
Experience is probably the greatest teacher in football. What do you know now about the postseason that you could not have possibly known before your first playoff game 5 years ago?
I don't know. You know, it's kind of a crazy question. There's definitely, you know, a lot of emphasis on this game. There's no reason to look, you know, ahead any further than this Sunday against the Colts. And once we go play that game, that's when you can start planning for the future and what may be coming the next week. But all of our attention right now, I would say, has to go to Indianapolis. So that's, you know, I don't know if that's any different than my rookie year, but that's what I would say.
In looking at your work in postseason, and you've got a big body of work now. In your first 4 games, your completion percentage was about 40%. Since then, in the postseason, it's about 60%. So clearly, you're more comfortable now in the postseason. Is that a fair assessment?
It's probably just a little bit of, you know, a little bit of a combination of things. Obviously, I'm more comfortable just, you know, in playing overall games in the NFL. But you know, I think we're probably trying to do a couple different things. You know, we've attacked a little bit more, and we've played some good games of late. And last year was another one of those years. You know, we played pretty good against Houston and New England, and just weren't able to come out with it in the end. So hopefully we can go out there this Sunday, play very well, and come out on top.
You've had highs and you've had lows, like any quarterback will in the course of his career, and you've just made it past one of the toughest lows of your career, a 3-game losing streak, team fires the offensive coordinator, and all eyes in the Baltimore Raven community turn to you. Ray Lewis is on the sideline. He can't lead this team. Everybody turned to you saying, you have to lead this team. And you did. You led this team out of its worst losing streak in the last 3 years. You played maybe your best game of your career against the Giants. What does that mean to you in terms of confidence going into the postseason knowing, hey, you stood up to the toughest challenge. You can handle what comes.
Yeah, I've always, you know, believed in myself and believed in my ability to do that. The bottom line is people are going to look at the quarterback no matter what the situation may be. That's been the case here in the past, and that's been the case here, you know, right in the present. So it's my job to go out there and ignore all that and just play the game that I know how to play, and that's what I do. And I believe I go out there and give those performances every week. It may not translate into a 500 and some yard offensive day, but you know, we win games consistently around here, and you know, my job is, like I said, to ignore all that and just go out and play.
Your rookie year, you and I sat down and I told you we were going to do a feature piece, non-football, just a feature piece on you. And I remember your quote vividly. You said, well, it's going to be boring then. Has it been an asset to you to have such an even keel personality because you don't get caught in the highs and the lows and the attention?
I don't know. I believe it is. I think it gets scrutinized a little bit just because people don't really understand my personality, but they, you know, they kind of see what you are on Sunday and kind of assume, you know, certain things about your personality. So I believe it is an asset. I don't know if it's, you know, publicly been an asset, but I think deep down when you get to the roots, it definitely is.
Ray Lewis announcing this week that he will conclude his career with the Ravens, his NFL career, during this playoff run. Does that add pressure to you knowing that his window closes, and this is the last chapter of a phenomenal NFL career, all the more important to win the Super Bowl?
No more pressure. I think it means that, you know, whatever it may be, something's on our side, and you know, it's time to send Ray off in a good way. And he's been a leader here for many years, and you know, he'll always have his presence here. So, you know, we're just excited to go out there and win some football games with him by our side.
Joe, good luck against the Colts.
You got it.
Coming up, we'll take a look at what Joe Flacco and his teammates will go through in the hours leading up to kickoff on Sunday.